We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I like that. That's kind of upbeat, man. That's what we need. Everything going on, and our next guest, one of my good friends, Eric Reed, the voice of the Miami Heat. And, man, basketball has been good, even up where Eric Reed lives. FAU, along with the Canes, men and women, all going to the Sweet 16. How about that for South Florida, Eric?
Absolutely love it, Joe, and thanks for leading with that. I mean, you know, I can remember 35 years ago when the Heat was just beginning, you know, as an expansion team, you know, what this area was like with basketball. The U had dropped basketball for a long period of time, right, and was just bringing it back with Coach Bill Foster. They were playing at the James L. Knight Center. I mean, theater-style seating for college basketball. I remember coming down with Providence College in 1986, and doing a game from the James L. Knight Center. And FAU, Joe, I live 2 minutes from the campus. I have watched big-name coach after big-name coach come in there and not have success. And to see one of my neighbors, Dusty May, you know, come up with five straight winning seasons and now taking that program to unprecedented heights, you know, really reminds me a little bit of the run that I got to witness in 87 when I was the radio voice at Providence. And, you know, that shocking trip to that Final Four with Rick Pitino as a young and upcoming head coach and Billy Donovan back then as the point guard. So miracles happen. The greatest thing about that tournament is how much better it gets so quickly with each win. And I'm just so proud of both programs and both coaches and the players on all three of those teams. It's a really exciting time.
Yeah. Well, listen, there's something else exciting. Down the stretch we go, nine left. And I got to ask, I always think of you with all these 5-5 games that are played. 5 minutes left, all 5-point games that could go either way. It's got to be fun to call them. I don't ever leave a Heat basketball game because you don't know what it's going to look like in the last 5 minutes.
It's crazy, Joe. 39 games this year decided by 5 or less, 30 by 4 or less. I mean, it's been close game after close game. I sort of predicted that early in the season that we were probably going to have a season like that. There's so much parity in the league. The Heat have been, you know, sort of in the middle of the conference and in the middle of the pack the whole season, yet you feel like there's more to them than we've seen just yet. And now, Joe, this great opportunity, you know, here you are, you're heading into game 74 of an 82-game season. And everything you sort of need and want right now is right there in front of you. And listen, Eric Spoelstra is the first one to say this season has not gone, you know, as well as Miami would have hoped. But you have a chance right now to do two things. One, catch either the Nets or the Knicks. I still think there's a better chance of catching Brooklyn. They've lost four in a row. You know, there's a game difference in the loss column. But remember, the Nets have already won the season series against Miami. They only play three times, Brooklyn 2-0 against Miami. So the Heat can't win that tiebreaker. But, you know, if they can win tonight and then beat Brooklyn on Saturday, Brooklyn still has to play Cleveland at home on Thursday. So there's still an opportunity there. But, Joe, the other opportunity is finish the season on an uptick heading into the playoffs, whether that's through the play-in or as the sixth seed. But this is going to be great NBA theater. These, you know, it's so cool, Joe, to play this many games and to know you're, at least to this point, your two biggest games of the season are coming right up. They're both at home, tonight against New York, Saturday night against Brooklyn. Listen, it's outstanding NBA theater coming up.
By the way, Julius Randle, I mean, had 43 against the Heat last time, including that last shot that I'm sure you've had a lot of time to think about. But also, he had 57 points the other night. And, I mean, he thinks he's a point guard the way he's knocking down, or shooting guard the way he's knocking down threes right now.
Joe, he's having a sensational year. I mean, they're running for one of those all-NBA teams. You know, I think even up until the middle of this season, he's sort of an enigmatic star in New York. He's an all-star, yet I felt like underappreciated. But he's having his best year. So is Jalen Brunson. And the two of them, with R.J. Barrett as a pretty talented third wheel, it's one of the best offensive teams I think Tom Thibodeau's ever had. You know, a little different on the defensive end. They just gave up 140 to Minnesota. But Thibodeau's done a terrific job. You know, I probably would put him second behind Mike Brown as Coach of the Year candidate this year. But they've been very good all year. And you know what, Joe? They're really good on the road. You know, at 22-14. And 42 wins for them. Do you understand how exciting that is for the people in New York?
Absolutely.
It's their best record in the last 10 seasons. And it's their best record since the last Knicks team to win a playoff series. And that was 10 years ago. So they've been waiting a long time for a team like this with the Knicks. And we love it. Two collisions between these two teams in the next week, because Miami will be in New York on Wednesday. So listen, even though Miami is three games behind the Knicks, if they could win both games against New York, they would be even in the season series, and the next tiebreaker is division winner, which right. Miami would have the upper hand. So even though they're closer to the Nets, they got the Knicks twice and maybe a better path to try to pass them. But listen, it all boils down to tonight, and you know, all hands on deck. It should, you know, if you want to get ready for the playoffs, you watch a game like tonight, it's going to feel like the playoffs.
Well, no question about it. Hey, the other one is Kyle Lowry coming off the bench, and his production has been really good. I've been really impressed the way he's accepted his role right now. I guess communication and respect for Spo and all the things taking place. You think this continues, or do you see him back in the starting rotation here soon?
I think at some point, Joe, he's going to be back in the starting lineup. That's just a feeling. Spo has talked about this ramp up right now. You know, the first game he came back after missing 15 in a row with that sore left knee, Joe, Spo played him 36 minutes at Orlando. Mm. Ever since then, you know, by bringing him off the bench, he can control those minutes better. In the Detroit game, he brought him in real late in the first quarter. But you know what was so great about the way the Heat coaching staff managed Kyle's minutes in that game? He played the whole fourth quarter, and the Heat needed it. They were down by 7 going into the fourth quarter at Detroit, and Lowry was really good in the final quarter. So he's playing in his four games back. He's getting 9 points, 4.5 assists, but shooting 60% from the field, making great on-court decisions. He's a coach on the floor. And, you know, I know people were disappointed in the way he played this year. I think what you got to understand is he was playing hurt most of this year. When he's healthy and on the court, it is so obvious that the Heat are a better team. And what makes them, gives them a chance to be a good to hopefully very good team in the playoffs is when you have two veteran winners with such high IQs and guys that put winning first in Jimmy and in Kyle. And of course, Bam is just a younger version of that, of a guy that puts winning before everything else. So, you know, going into the season, you know, that mentality, that kind of leadership is what you were excited about. And that's the kind of leadership that Miami's getting right now. And then they're going to really need over these last 9 games.
Eric, not to pick out just one guy in all these comebacks late, and guys, a guy that's been hitting a lot of big shots, but Tyler Hero is not afraid to take him, and when I'm watching you on TV, his confidence absolutely splatters all over the camera, man. I mean, this guy knocking down shots is ridiculous right now.
It's probably, Joe, the thing that makes him the most special. It's his most special quality. Listen, he's so good off the dribble, getting to spots on the floor that he wants to get. He's got great range, incredible confidence. You know what he reminds me of, Joe? An NFL cornerback. You just keep forgetting
right.
the last
That's
play, right?
Right?
You,
yes.
And I remember Rick Pitino saying this, you know, 40 years ago when I was with him at Providence. You know, he would say, great shooters have no fear of missing their next shot. But think about it. When you're taking threes, it's the most taken shot in the game right now. It's probably the, you know, of all the things fans watch, I mean, the ball's in the air forever. Everybody's watching it. And, man, when you're missing them, you can feel the pressure and the tension ratcheting up. And, you know, it's hard to go 1-for-7 and 1-for-8 and feel confident, you know, with the game on the line to take that shot. But he's got that in his DNA. He doesn't care if he missed 7 of his 8 shots prior. If he's open, he's going to take it. And he's a really, really good late game clutch player. So that's the best thing about Tyler Hero. It's helping the Heat win games, and it's setting him apart, you know, as a young ascending player.
So I got to switch over before I let you go. You know that other topic, that number 12. And
wait a second. Before we get to that guy, who told you like a month ago who the Dolphin backup quarterback should be? Who told you, Joe?
You're
very
proud. No, you're right. I did one
who
better.
Told you to bring that kid back home?
Hey, the funny part is, after I talked to you, I got to get Mike White on the show. So I literally got him on the show because of you. And I was glad I did, because he was like, yeah, man, I really would like to play for the Miami Dolphins. And come to find out, the bigger fan than you and me was Mike McDaniel. Liked him before. So, yeah.
Interesting. Well, I think you guys did really well with that. And now the team that I've been watching all these years, we not only need a starting quarterback, we need a backup quarterback. So I don't know what's, you know, this holding pattern and this game of chicken between the Packers and Jets will end at some point.
Yes.
But I'm not sure when, and I don't know who is sure, to be honest with you.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's going to be a lot of fun. Just like these last 9 games with the Miami Heat starting tonight with the Knicks. And, Eric, always appreciate you coming on, man. And you take care of yourself.
Joe, my pleasure. I love the schedule this week because the Heat go Wednesday and Saturday, and we can watch FAU Thursday night and the Canes on Friday night and just bask in this March Madness.
Yeah, it's great. Right here in South Florida, man. Good stuff. Eric, thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
I miss our tennis games and all the other things with my man Eric Reed. Always a lot of fun. Hey, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here. But, yeah, basketball, man. Sweet 16 and 2 teams from the Northeast that the Miami Heat are going after, the Knicks and the Heat, the
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Mets. Anyway, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
We've got your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the inaugural Pickleball Slam April 2nd at Hard Rock Live in Hollywood, and all winners will be entered for the grand prize, tickets to attend the pre-tournament banquet featuring food, beverage, and a Q&A with all four legends. Keep listening to us here for your chance to win.
If you're making that change in your sports activities from tennis to pickleball, this is the event for you. Now, those guys are the four of the greatest tennis players we've ever had. And they're all going to be down here. And hopefully if you like pickleball or you just started playing and you just quit on tennis, we're not going to call you a quitter.
Just quit on tennis?
I got into it with a guy, man. And now it's a joke over there, right? Like, hey, man, on a serious note, you should be playing pickleball. Everybody that plays tennis now plays pickleball. I go, that's not true. You pulled what a guy worked with. Everybody. That's not true. Not everybody. There are a lot of people that like tennis and go from singles to doubles, but enjoy doubles.
I think I would rather play singles pickleball than doubles tennis, though. Doubles tennis
that's
seems a little rough.
You'd be really hard to get along to.
No, oh,
I didn't say suck. It just, you'd be the guy that goes, dude, aren't you supposed to get that? Shouldn't you?
And you'd be great. You'd be a real cupcake to play with. Only imagine you out there.
Yeah.
Guy misses a shot. Yeah. Never hear
extra
the
frosting.
End of it.
I'd be a cupcake. Extra frosting on. No, I'm terrible.
You gonna take part in that Q&A? Ask any pickleball questions?
No. Those guys are. Hey, listen, it's great. It's great sport. Everybody's
boy,
playing.
Boy, are you fighting it? I love it.
That's good.
You'll be there soon, my man.
It's good. A lot of people going to this thing.
It's coming for you.
Yeah, no, it's knocking on the door. I'm fighting it. Ira Winderman's on it now, too.
Does he play?
Oh, yes. Plays. Oh, my God. You're going to play. And I keep getting pulling it. Now I'm pulling a friggin' hamstring.
It's because your tennis court's big court to cover.
Yeah, right.
A lot of ground, man.
All right. Enough of that stuff. Hey, we were talking some football stuff, and Mike Renner, a lead draft analyst for Pro Football Focus, is going to join us. We're going to talk about this quarterback and talk a little bit about some of the needs for the Dolphins and stuff. But before, Aaron Rodgers, we've been talking about getting that one done. And we got to get the Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Smith deal done before we jump into these young quarterbacks and, of course, the importance of the position in the NFL and everything else. Here's what Jeff Darlington had to say from ESPN about Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know. I still feel like there was a misstep here. And I feel like Aaron coming out and for whatever reason, whether it was to manipulate the process or I feel like him coming out and saying, I plan to play for the Jets and in the same breath, you know, saying his goodbyes to Green Bay before Green Bay had a chance to negotiate the deal. What was I just from a negotiating standpoint, like, I'm no great negotiator, but if you walk into a car dealership and you announce to everybody in there over the loudspeaker that this is the one place you plan to shop and you found the car that you want, and then you walk up to the dealer and say, let's negotiate, it's not going to go great. No. I just feel like they should have gotten the deal done before he went and tried to pound his chest. Not to mention, while he's pounding his chest during that appearance on Pat McAfee's show, he says, you know, that he feels like he's the greatest player in Packers franchise history. And he's still under contract. You know, when Tom Brady left New England for Tampa, he was a free agent. He wasn't traded. In fact, a year earlier, he would have loved to have been gone. He wanted to leave earlier, but he fulfilled his contract so that he could have that freedom. Rodgers does not have the freedom to just go wherever he wants. It requires not only the blessing of the Packers, but it requires the compensation to be sent their way. And by the way, Joe, I'm not saying that the Packers or that the Jets don't have a little leverage here. The Packers may have made clear pretty clearly that they also are ready to move on from Aaron. So to me, it feels like both sides just need to find a compromise, but it does seem like the Packers can get the most out of this.
That was Jeff Darlington on Aaron Rodgers, and that ego got rolling a little bit on that podcast. There's no question about it. And he came out of those 5 days in the dark side, and he came out, and he goes, you know, they wanted me when I left. And I said, I'm 90% going to retire. But now I get out and I find out they're shopping me around. Well, guess what? I want to go play for the Jets, and I'm really fired up to play again. And I'm thinking, a couple days in that dark area, and you decide it got you all motivated again to want to play? Yeah, it was kind of
the Packers have so much power here, man. I would hold out and just make the Jets pay up big. Or you know what? I'd tell the Jets, hey, if you don't want to pay up, we'll see who else is interested.
Well, the other one that's going to be interesting is the one here in our backyard with Lamar Jackson. And now he apparently has got whoever his representative is. I'm not exactly sure. It's not an agent, but some representative's going around telling all the teams that, hey, don't worry, he doesn't want to play for the Ravens. So just get that offer done. He doesn't want to play for them. Well, that's great because – they can match anything they want no matter how he feels. What are you going to do? So anyway, it's
– where do you think he ends up?
I still think in Baltimore, but there could be somebody out there that's not sold on all these young quarterbacks. You know, Woody, we started the show this morning or early on besides the World Baseball Championship, World Baseball that took place last night. But
the exhibition, you call it. People are dogging you for that, by the way.
Oh, that's what they were calling it.
Okay, I'm just telling you.
You can dog me all you want. I mean, whatever.
I know
say
we can.
Stuff, that's fine, but.
We like to do that.
I like it. By the way, whatever you want to call it, I'm not the one that's upset that two guys got hurt. They could have got hurt in spring training. I don't care. I thought it was great for all those guys. Doesn't matter.
So, Florio's article reads, representative not certified by NFLPA has contacted multiple teams on behalf of Lamar Jackson.
What's he doing? Having a neighbor? His wife's neighbor?
Mother's neighbor? Call, like, the GM and say, hey, this is Lamar's guy?
Well, first of all, you'd have trouble getting through.
I mean, you would think.
You know, the GM's like, you know me, guys, you remember the old days when the Dolphins would have camp, and so these people would just show up and go, I was really good at Deerfield Beach, and I want to get a tryout. I can run really fast. I want to see the GM. And they had security going, you can't get in here. And were you around when the guy had the sign out in front? I run a 4.3 40. I just need a chance. I know I can start for you at corner.
Didn't that guy get on a team?
No.
Eventually, no.
No, the guy stood out in front for every day till security said, listen, man.
That's how Omar Kelly does. Builds his team.
No, I'm not getting on.
Omar goes to the parks, man. He finds guys.
He said we
off
could find
street.
A corner.
Yeah, that was Omar's guy.
At a Dade County Park. He did say go. That. Yeah.
Yeah, a representative sure. has called multiple teams.
Can you imagine that? They're going, hey, the secretary for the general manager goes, should I let it through? It says he's representing Lamar. We know he doesn't have an agent. What do you want to do? And it's not him. It's one of his guys from Broward County. Should we take it? That's weird, man. Yeah.
Why don't we start calling teams today and say we rep Lamar Jackson?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to try
you, what
that.
You call the front desk at the Dolphins. Hey, I rep Lamar. Not you know, officially, but I'm his buddy.
I got some good. He wants to play for you. Just throw the offer out there. I don't know. That's a really, really crazy one. Anyway, yeah, we got to wait on this Lamar and Aaron thing before we jump into these Bryce and CJ and Will and Anthony and all the other quarterbacks coming out in the first round. I don't believe they're going to be the first four picks. I'm just not buying that it's going to be 4 for 4 for quarterbacks.
Why not?
Just not going to
happen. So every mock draft is saying?
Not every mock draft, mock head. It's not
Well, you got a draft guy coming up next. Why don't you ask him?
I will.
Because I don't want to pretend to know anything about any of these quarterbacks.
Well, I don't either.
They were all good in college except for the Florida one.
He was good, too.
I watched him play against USF and almost lose that game outright. That would have been the only Division I team to lose to USF all season. So I don't, you know.
So you're not that.
I'm not sold. That was the one game
that potential,
I just thought was just atrocious.
The most potential we've ever had from that position, and that scares you a little bit because you haven't actually seen it after 13 starts.
Well, you know, he nailed his interviews. That's what I heard. I heard he was the best interviewer ever.
All right. I'm not. See, now you're making fun of the whole
process. I'm not making fun of the process. I just, all the tweets that came out, he's the best interviewer ever. He nailed his interviews. That counts for a lot when you got to play.
Well, some of it.
Are they going to say that when the guy sucks on the field? Or, hey, he's really great with the media. You should have seen his interviews at the combine.
I will say this. There's a really good chance 2 years from now, going into a third year, that I probably won't be here, but you will, that Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Will Levis, or Anthony Richardson, one of them will not work out. If not two, right? That's just numbers.
Or three or four, who knows?
Well, one of them's gonna work. One of them.
When a couple of texts here, this guy says it sounds like Lamar is using a South Florida street agent.
I don't know what he's doing, man. He's
using a guy, a rep. He's just not recognized by the NFLPA, which means he's not an agent.
I think now that everybody's dogged him about not having an agent do all this stuff that he's trying to do, or have other people do, it seems like it's really pissed him off.
He's really upset to make his own phone calls.
Well, he didn't want to do that.
He's calling the teams himself instead of his buddy.
I mean, he didn't even know.
They didn't even know who to call. They don't believe me here. When I call these teams, they don't believe me.
Yeah, no, it's.
Can you get on the line,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, can you get
on?
Exactly. That's crazy. Hey, we got a lot more. Mike Renner, lead draft analyst for Pro Football Focus, will join us. We'll get into that. And got a lot of stuff going on here in town, man. A lot of Sweet 16 stuff. Heat got a couple of big games going up, coming up here with tonight, Knicks, and with the Nets on Saturday. And, of course, last night was pretty damn special. Pretty damn special championship game between Japan and USA. The way it ended was phenomenal. You couldn't have done that. You couldn't have. Like, hey, how do you want this game to end? A one-run game, Ohtani pitching to Trout, and sure enough, best player on each team facing each other and their teammates for the Angels.
Well, the best news of all is it did end.
What's that mean?
It means it's done. Baseball's
well,
over
the first
for the
part,
next 10 days.
That was just a little kick. Now
then it's
going
to get really exciting. Then it'll probably not be exciting.
You're a downer. You really are. You just.
I mean, look, man, we'll be dark fine
cloud
down here. Went, like, no, we'll be fine.
The dark
there's
cloud,
other stuff going on. The Heat got their run. The Panthers.
The dark cloud went right over your head, and you said, let me rain on what happened last night.
We got the draft. We have a third round
You're
pick.
You're the biggest. Second and third. You're the biggest downer.
And we got the third
I've
day
ever
of the draft.
Seen.
We'll be fine, man.
I thought it was just something when you were around a group of people you didn't like to talk. But I just realized it's. You just. Like
okay,
I talk
exhibition,
about,
man.
I don't care what you call it. World Baseball Classic's on. I've been saying how great it is, and all you can say about it is, yeah, but we got the Marlins after this.
Well, we got the XFL going. We got Slam Ball coming back. Maybe watch a little ball tag.
All right, whatever. There you go. There's where you're at your best. Little jabs. This is where you're at your best. That little bitchy stuff comes out.
It's
and
not,
you're really
no,
cute.
I mean, you just said earlier, you said ball tag.
Well, I didn't know what it was called. Dodgeball is what I meant to say. Hell, I almost forgot dodgeball again. Hey, Michael, join us in just a second, but first I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Hey, listen, man, these are the best overall products we have ever had at your South Florida Chevy dealers. We want to tell everybody if you're in the market for a new car, truck, or SUV and you're starting to look around, boy, if you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers, we've got convenient locations all over South Florida, meaning something close to you to go start to look, especially if you're looking for SUVs, trucks, or even our Corvettes and Camaros and everything else. These really are the best overall products we've ever had. The Tahoe and Suburban got a brand new look, have added more space. The midsize SUV has got the Traverse, plenty of space for the whole family, and our smaller SUVs are just screaming style and substance for you to enjoy yourself. Trailblazer, the Blazer, and Equinox. And then right over to our number one seller, the Silverado trucks. Batting fourth in the lineup every night. Those strong, durable Silverado trucks. Man, if they don't make the truck, nobody does. They've got a truck that's perfect for your lifestyle. Whether it's a full-time working truck, still needs to be the family truck to get everybody around, or you're just a truck person, period, and that's all you're going to drive, they've got the perfect one for you. Corvettes and Camaros, well, still hard to beat when it comes to sexy. Matter of fact, that new Corvette is, it's by itself. I hate to say that about all the other Corvettes that have been made through the years. They're great. Been to a bunch of Corvette shows. But this last one, and I know you're a Corvette owner out there getting mad right now again at me, but this new Corvette is ridiculous. We got to go to break. We'll be right back after this. All right, welcome back. Well, never gets old, man, and it pops up, the old quarterback position in the National Football League. And, of course, the draft is right around the corner. Nice enough to join us this morning, Mike Renner, lead draft analyst for Pro Football Focus. Mike, thank you so much. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
No, and it's all – listen, man, down here, it's we're always looking, and we'll get into some of the positions, but – If radio people around the country that have a big mouth in NFL markets were to go around and we were to actually let them be general managers, they'd all be fired for trying to pick the right quarterback. How do you feel about this group, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Will Levis, and Anthony Richardson?
I think it's a really talented group. I don't think quarterback classes like this come around every year. And truthfully, compared to last year, there's probably five guys I'd put above any quarterback in last year's class. So I think it's a great group. I think you'll see that come draft day. But I do think of that, I still think Bryce Young's the one you want in this class. I think he has that it factor, the playmaking ability that just you can't coach, that that the elite guys in the NFL have, that everyone's searching for. So size, frame, whatever. I don't think it's that big a deal. It's more the bigger deal is for that is injury risk rather than how it's going to actually impact him on football field. But on football field, I think he is the guy you want in this class.
The guy that's closer to home here for us and went to Florida is Anthony Richardson and all that potential. But if you watched him play, he would have a good game, but he had some games where he was really rough throwing the ball. How do you feel about him? I know everybody's talked about his potential. It was a big hit at the combine, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think the scouting report on him is obvious, right? The tools are as good as maybe you'll ever see at the quarterback position in terms of what he can do as a runner, what kind of arm strength he has. Like, it is really all there to be molded, but you just can't help watching his tape and come away feeling like he's just an inconsistent guy. And now some of that's, you know, first year as a starter, that will improve to a degree, but quarterback's a position where you don't really want inconsistency, right? You want the guy right. who is going to do the right thing 99.9% of the time because it's that one bad mistake a game that really costs you. So I'd be worried. He's the biggest wild card in this draft class. You better trust your offensive coordinator, and head coach to have a plan to develop this guy. Because if you're just throwing him in a situation, expecting him to be the starter, and then maybe you get a regime change after year one, and he's thrown into maybe a bad organization, I think it could go south for him.
If you don't mind, I'm bringing back here to the Miami Dolphins. I believe still looking for a tight end, and I know this is a good tight end class. How do you feel about it, and what could they be looking at potentially in the second round if they said, we need a tight end with that 51st pick?
Yeah, they're in luck because this tight end class is probably the deepest of any I've seen in my 9 years of doing college for PFF. There's just probably about nine guys that I have at day one or day two grades on, which never happens. Two first rounders, which I don't think it's a valuable position that I'd go to bat taking one in the first round, but I think Michael Mayer from Notre Dame and Dalton Kincaid from Utah are two guys that I 100% would want taking the first round, but obviously they won't be there at 51 when Miami's on the board, but someone like Luke Musgrave from Oregon State might, Sam Laporta from Iowa might, like there are guys in this class that are highly athletic, highly productive at the collegiate level, and they can't all go in the top 50. So I think if you're the Miami Dolphins, you're in a real nice spot there at the 51st pick. I think the dream scenario It's probably Sam LaPorta from Iowa, but I'm hearing that he probably goes a little bit higher, maybe more realistically, like a Tucker Kraft from North Dakota State, who's another guy who's dynamic after the catch, which is, I think, you know, prerequisite in that Miami Dolphins offense, what you want from a tight end. That's probably where I'm looking to fund them.
I guess the other part is because Mike came from the San Francisco 49ers, who have maybe the best all-around tight end in the game blocking, that he's looking for a little bit better blocking tight end. How do you feel about Washington? I know he's like 6'7", 270 pounds. How do you feel about him overall as a tight end?
Well, so he's got just a blocking tight end, right? He's not a guy that you're going to trust to win on his own.
Gotcha.
And then I think in that offense, it's not a big deal, right? You have two of the best guys who can separate, you know, one-on-one in the NFL. Probably if you're just ranking them, probably two top five guys in terms of pure separation ability. So you don't necessarily need that third option when you have two guys you can rely on to that degree when you face something like man coverage. Darnell Washington, obviously, in terms of what he can do as a run blocker, you know, be a sixth offensive lineman, is really unique in that regard. So if it's something you want in your offense, you're not going to find a better prospect in that regard than Darnell Washington.
Okay. And I want to ask you about the running back position. Although the Miami Dolphins have four of their guys back from last year under contract, I still think they're going to be looking for a young running back. What are your thoughts on the running back position?
So, again, if you mentioned the two deepest positions in this draft, if my money, cornerback, running back, tight end, those are the three strongest positions.
Wow.
And of them, I think tight end and running back are probably the two strongest. Like, they are deep positions to where the guys you can get in the fourth round in this year's class are probably guys that, like, are guys that like James Cook, who went in the second round last year. Like, there is just so much talent in this draft class. I think I had, in terms of grade-wise, I think I had 13 guys in this year's class who would have been top five running backs in last year's class, just in terms of pure projection to the NFL. So that's how deep it is. 13 guys aren't going to go, you know, in the top 100 picks in this class of the running back position. It's just not going to happen. There's just, you know, teams don't value that position that much. So if you're sitting there in the fourth round, you're probably going to get a guy who could still be a starter in your offense. So it is a great year to draft one. If I have a fourth-round pick in this year's draft class, I would love to use that as a running back.
I got to ask you about the guy that everybody loved on the defensive line from Georgia, Jalen Carter, but he's had some off-the-field issues. How much does he drop in this draft?
I don't think much.
Really?
I do think, you know, he would have been the first, you know, non-quarterback taken. I feel pretty confident about that had he not had this pre-draft process. But Will Anderson's probably going to jump him. Will Anderson's that good, the Alabama edge, to where they were close already grade-wise. But the grade difference between him, Jalen Carter, and then the next best non-quarterback being, you know, Tyree Wilson or Devin Witherspoon, whoever you wanted to be on your board, is massive. To where, as we've seen throughout the course of, you know, NFL history, teams are willing to forgive a lot of off-field issues in terms if you bring talent on the football field. So I don't think he falls past Seattle or Detroit. I think that is it still because of kind of who's there, right? It's a front office in Seattle and a head coach that has a history with players of this ilk with off-field concerns that they then bring in the fold and have no problems with. And with Detroit, like, they are the players' coaches. They are the ultimate, like, breeding system for talent right now with all former NFL players on how the game or how you basically should handle yourself at the NFL level and teaching those guys how to do it. So I think it's one of those two teams that drafts him. I don't think he falls that far.
What are your thoughts? We down here in Lamar Jackson country, as you know, he's a Broward County, South Florida guy. What are your thoughts on what ends up happening? Lamar Jackson kind of plays into this whole quarterback picture. What do you think? You think he's back in Baltimore? Just your gut?
I don't. I don't think he's back in Baltimore. I think he'd rather hold out a year than go back, put his tail between his legs and walk back to Baltimore. I think whatever happened at the end of last season, him sitting out the playoff game, was basically him, for no, you know, for lack of a better word, sticking the middle finger up to the organization and saying, like, you didn't give me enough money. You didn't do what I wanted here in Baltimore, and now I'm gone. So I do think that's going to be the case. The only problem is who wants a guy who's going to give that much money guaranteed to a guy who's missed as much time as he has over the past couple seasons. I just think he's in for a rude awakening after the Ravens kind of called his bluff here. So maybe he does, maybe he walks back, but I think he's willing to maybe even take like a prove it 1 year sort of deal elsewhere, because he can negotiate any contract he wants now at this point, right? It doesn't have to be a long-term deal. He can just say 1 year, $40 million or whatever with someone else, just to get in the fold, and I think that may end up being what happens with him.
Mike, just don't mention sports agent to him. That drives him nuts. He's just not he's just not a fan. Hey, it's great having you, Mike. I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much.
For sure. Thanks for having me, Joe. Thank you.
Mike Renner, lead draft analyst for Pro Football Focus. Man, that thing has just exploded, that Pro Football Focus. My God. We got 9 o'clock hour coming up. A lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Oh, man, a lot of stuff going on here in South Florida. Stay with us. 9 o'clock hour is coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.